Well, kind of Splitsville over the weekend, huh? It was absolutely gorgeous yesterday, but unfortunately on Saturday we had to deal with that rain, especially south of I-10. I mentioned Thursday and Friday that this was such a close forecast, and I tell you what, if you live north of I-10, you did not get much rain on Saturday. If you live close to the Florida-Georgia border, you got virtually nothing at all. The International Airport just barely measuring 0.08 of an inch of rain, less than 0.1 of an inch. But the more south you went, the more rain there was, and there was about a third to 0.4 of an inch or so right here at CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jackson, 104.5 WOKV Studios. You get into St. Johns County, about 0.75 of an inch for Nocatee, but better than an inch of rain fell in St. Augustine. Clay County also getting on some of that heavier rain. As expected, the heavier stuff was much more south, and we had some parts of Putnam County, it's a little south of Clay County, getting as much as 3 to 4 inches of rain if you combine Friday and Saturday. Well, certainly great improvement yesterday. A nice cool start early this morning. Patchy fog will be quick to dissipate, and this is going to be a gorgeous day with plenty of sun. And while it'll be warm, it'll be very comfortable. Humidity in check, and air temperature is actually pretty close to where we ought to be this time. If you're approaching 80 degrees inland, about 70 to 75 at the beaches with a persistent wind off the still cool Atlantic, as water temperatures are in the mid to upper 60s. But don't get too used to this beautiful, quiet weather for long. As has been the case the last 4 weeks, starting with the week of the Players golf tournament, right? We have had active weeks of weather ever since that week, and it continues all the way through this week. Again, it's a blessing this time of year to get this kind of rain. Yes, it interrupts outdoor activities. It makes it difficult to get outdoor stuff done, that spring yard work and all that. But I'll tell you what, we can get this kind of moisture this time of year. It's huge as we head toward the peak of the wildfire season over the next 4 to 8 weeks. So we certainly will take it. And this week we're dealing with another slow-moving frontal system that'll settle across the area, bringing bands, clusters, and scattered periods of showers and thunderstorms for 3 days in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The wettest days would appear at this point to be tomorrow and again on Thursday. But even on Wednesday, with the sea breeze becoming active in the afternoon, showers and storms will develop. And once again, this is a system moving at low latitudes from Texas all the way to the Carolinas, producing severe weather all the way along its track over the next few days. For Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, we'll be focusing on the sea breeze that tries to move inland each day. We'll focus on the cold front coming in from the northwest, and then especially upper-level disturbances that will be moving across the southeastern U.S., helping to give the atmosphere a little more oomph when it comes to those storms developing. So tomorrow, we start out with plenty of clouds and even some patchy fog. Then we'll get into some sunshine, and then scattered showers and storms will develop, perhaps as early as midday tomorrow, with some heavy downpours and a few strong storms possible. Then on Wednesday, we start out mainly dry. It'll be breezy and warm. We may make a run at 90 near and west of I-95 Wednesday afternoon, and then the sea breeze becomes active with a few showers and thunderstorms. Thursday, the actual cold front finally slides through the area, and we'd expect showers and thunderstorms through the day. This is a strong cold front. It will be followed by some significantly cooler air by the end of the week, into the weekend, the likes of which we don't see that often around here. Nighttime lows well down into the 40s over the weekend. Yeah, we're not quite done with late winter slash early spring weather, I guess you'd call it here in our parts. But if you still are kind of hankering for that outdoor fire, this looks to be the perfect weekend with daytime temperatures that are only going to be in the 70s, and on Saturday barely getting to 70 degrees. Some spots may stay in the upper 60s, and those nighttime lows well down into the 40s. So once again, if you can handle the pollen, which continues to improve dramatically overall, you can open up the windows again by the end of the week, and especially the weekend, and let Mother Nature take care of your air conditioning and save a few bucks in the pocketbook, right? Because we know what's ahead. So a real mix this week. In summary, we may make our first true run at 90 degrees. We have a beautiful day to start out with the week today, and then we have periods of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday with high humidity, at times some heavy downpours, and the threat for at least an occasional strong storm. We'll, of course, keep you updated round the clock as necessary. Then the strong cold front rolls on through later Thursday, and will be followed by much cooler air and lower humidity for Friday, right on into the upcoming weekend. With all your weather all the time, I'm TV meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. For 104.5 WOKV, have a great and safe week.